Welcome. Wow. Sorry.
Kind of loud there.
Sorry.
It's like, shit!
No more.
Well, we can't say it anymore?
No.
Oh, that's right.
No.
Sorry. You did not hear that.
Of course they're not, because I'm going to get rid of it.
It's like, crap!
No, he didn't. He didn't say anything at all. No, not at all. Yeah, that was fun last week.
What little bit we got to play actually on television.
Actually none.
Actually none, there we go. If you want to get specific.
Yeah, we couldn't play any of it. Sorry.
Sorry, dudes.
It is the most downloaded show in Untitled Show production history.
Yes.
Word to your mother. I don't know which one yet. Yeah, so.
Someone we can't say anymore. Ow.
Special thanks to Bum Rush and the manager, Jason, I think that was his name. And Jonas and Naomi and.
The whole nine yards, man.
The whole nine yards. There you go.
Appreciate y'all for.
Nice way to cover that. The whole nine yards.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah, what? Yeah, back to normal. Yeah. What is this noise in the background?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was going to ask you, but...
What is that?
It's not a mic.
It's not a mic.
Haven't we had this problem before?
Yes. Hold on. Let's look in the glass booth and let's see what's going on. Well, guys, what's going on?
What are y'all doing back there?
Why is the window fogging up? Oh my god.
Turn back around.
Will someone please put down the green screen curtains so we don't have to look at them anymore? Ew. The green velvet lounge.
You gotta love it.
Yeah. The acoustics.
I dream about this room at night.
The acoustics would have been better if I knew how to turn down the singer's microphone. The entire concert, the entire performance, it was clipping.
Because he was like.
But no, this is what happened. This is what he would do. I would turn his mic down, and he would get closer to the mic because he could hear himself in the speakers that we had set up.
Then he'd be like this.
Oh.
His mouth all over it.
Yeah. I think that's the same mic, too.
Really? Oh, God.
Yeah. He had the mic cover on it. Don't worry. He had the mic cover on it. Don't worry. Donnie, stop it. Donnie, stop it.
I had to clean it, man. Yeah. No offense, man.
At least yours doesn't smell like cigarettes. that was actually funny. The guy, he just wanted to take one drag so bad. He was going through the denial
stage.
Yeah. This is the Untitled Show, in case you haven't noticed.
Because we're not talking about nothing.
we're just two guys just sitting around and just babble about nothing while Donnie keeps playing with his microphone and makes tiny noises. Will you stop playing with the shaft? You're retarded. But anyway, the entire show, theentireshow.net, some people around town are kind of concerned about our internet content and this content. They're worrying if we can clean up our act.
Yeah, we can.
A little bit.
Maybe.
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 Okay.
You freaking Dutch. Hey, I caught myself.
He's a Dutch. There you go. But right now, Donnie, are you a NASCAR fan?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't watch it like I do other sports because I can't sit there for 4 hours and watch cars go round and around in a circle.
Well.
And see any point in it.
Well, when there's nothing else on, I mean, I'll watch it.
When there's nothing else on, I go to sleep.
Will you leave your mic alone?
Well, the little cord over here is bothering me.
Just put it out of your mind, man. Just don't even think.
Oh!
He popped his knuckles.
No, man. I think I broke my hand.
Someone's at the door.
Holy.
Come in. Oh, it's just Vince. Vince is messing with us.
Sounds like he's outside.
Oh, my God. Johnny, you want to come and play? But
I know what you did this summer.
You know that they're coming out with the straight to DVD release of I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer?
Oh my gosh.
Can you say Milk That Cow?
Scream 8.
Nightmare in Elm Street 32.
I know, man, for real. You're sitting there.
What was that joke in Back to the Future 2 about Jaws 33 or something like that?
I can't remember.
Jaws 33, like you've never seen him before. I really wish you wouldn't have done that.
Why?
Because there's nothing keeping that mic stand from going all the way through. It's psych.
You son of a...
I fooled him. Anyway, but like I was saying about NASCAR. NASCAR, the first half of the season, they're on Fox.
Yeah.
Fox and FX. Gotta get my mic where I can look at Donnie in the face when I talk like this. The second half of the season, they're on NBC and TNT. Correct?
Correct.
Correcto mundo. Speaking of which, the World Cup is finally over.
Yo!
Thank God I finally can stop having to hear lame USA lost jokes.
Oh, really? You've heard lame U.S. lost jokes?
Yeah.
I haven't heard any.
It's hard to believe there actually could be some.
Well, duh.
But
it's kind of obvious that the United States is going to lose.
But
what really ticked me off was France losing. Yeah. I'm not a France fan. I'm not. I like France better than England. That's the only reason.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not pro-France.
Me either. I just like France more than I like Italy.
Thank you.
There you go. You know. And considering the fact that I don't like Italy that much.
That too. The country.
Yeah. But anyway.
You start a war.
When it comes with color commentators for our sports events, you always have the good announcer guy.
Yeah.
And in NASCAR sense, you always have the former crew chief who was actually successful.
Yeah.
And you always have the retired driver that did well but had to retire due to circumstances. Correct?
I guess.
Fox has it right. Okay? They have Larry Mack. He was the winning crew chief. One of the winningest crew chiefs of all time. Yet, Darrell Waltrip, he was a great driver.
Yeah.
And you got Mike Joy, who's a great announcer.
There you go.
NBC has it completely wrong. You get Bill Weber with a voice as annoying as mine. You get Benny Parsons, who I don't even know.
Who is that?
You got me.
Who are you?
And their version of Darrell Waltrip is Wally Dallenbach.
My no name.
Who never made it in the Cup Series. He only was able to get a drive in the Busch Series.
Well,
he's a second-rate driver that wasn't even good in a second-rate league.
Yeah.
And they always got to sit there and talk to you like you're idiots. Fox had their cutaway car, where they basically built a race car and cut it in half.
This is this, and this is this, and this is...
NBC, Benny Parsons has his 1/4 model of a car on a stand that can do a complete 360. They couldn't afford the whole car.
Yeah.
So they had to make a model.
Or spins.
Yeah, let me show you what happens to an engine with my plastic model.
It shakes.
And
where's my lighter?
And they all have their stupid little graphics that try to explain what something, how something works, like drafting at these big super speedways like Daytona and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where you go, like, if you come up behind a car, you have less air resistance, so you go faster.
Yeah.
And they have to make a stupid model of green air going over the car and just showing you everything that happens.
We don't know what that is.
It's like tire wear. You're going on a 45-degree banked angle. Of course the tire's going to wear out. It's not rocket science.
We're not, you know, totally stupid. Well, this is for the folks in Alabama.
And they also have to have their little gimmicks. Like, Fox has Crank It Up, where at the restarts, they stop talking, and they turn up the car audio so you can really hear the engines revving up. NBC, they have Through the Field, where they basically go through the entire roster of the lineup at that time in the race and tell you what is going on with each individual driver. It's like, who cares what the 33rd place car said in their last pit stop?
Yeah, for real.
I mean,
you're last, dude. Do we care?
There's 43 cars.
You're not catching up.
There's 43 cars, and they could be going through the field. And you're like, oh my god, the leader's just been in a fiery car crash, but let's check out what happened to car number 43.
Yeah.
Well, after having an engine blowout in the first lap, he has now left a racetrack. He is now leaving the McDonald's parking lot, where he ordered a number one large with a Coke. He is now back.
And medium fries.
And medium fries. He is now back on his way to his hotel room, where he will beat his wife. It's like, oh,
back
my
to you, John.
Oh my god, the front grandstand has just collapsed. But right now, let's check up on those drivers who didn't make the race.
Yeah.
I mean, there's what?
Whatever.
It's like, I want to know what's going on with the leader. I don't want to know what the car in 14th place had for lunch.
That's just like football. You'll be in the middle of a football game.
You'll
be in the middle of a football game, and they'll take you out of that football game, move you to another, and show you a highlight of a team that you didn't even want to see.
Yeah, let's go to a game break right now. Let's see the two teams in last place in the division.
While you were gone, Atlanta scores a touchdown on a 99-yard pass.
Loser ball 07. Yeah. You know. It's like also with wrestling, the WWE, they are horrible about this.
Right in the middle of the match.
Right in the middle of the match. Let's show you what happened 3 seconds ago.
Suplex. Suplex again.
So basically,
how about one more time?
So basically, you're watching a 3 second delay.
Yeah. Then you catch back up, and they're like, "What happened?"
Yeah. And it's like
commercial breaks in the middle of it too.
And it's like they're cheesy ways to make it seem like they didn't plan a commercial break. It's like, oh no, Chris Jericho got thrown over the top rope, and
we'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back, and it just happens that when he throws him over the rope, the guy standing in the ring is just staring at him. And the guy who got thrown outside the ring is just laying on the ground holding the back of his head.
Yeah, and he's laying there for like 10 minutes.
It's like if you were the guy in the ring, wouldn't you kind of get out of the ring and just start wailing on him again?
Beat the shit out of him. Man! Beat the crap out of him. Since you got to bleep that whole area out, I had to throw him.
That's two. Two for Donnie. Where's a pin?
I do have a pin.
Oh my god.
We do need to keep track of this. We're
going to have a scoreboard. No, what we ought to do, we ought to have one of them jars going like, okay, every time you cuss, you put 10 cents into a jar. And at the end of the month, you know, we send it to like Breast Cancer Foundation or something. Donnie.
Breast cancer?
I just feel like. I don't know.
I would do testicular cancer.
I don't know if that's going to make it through or not.
Well, breast cancer ain't going to make it either.
No, it's not. I want to thank those of you listening to us live on JetCast.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, listening live. How you doing? Whatever.
You're probably like... Wake up!
Oh, my God. That was my ear. Ow.
Well, I believe it
much.
Was.
Ow. Ow. What'd you say?
Well,
what?
Who?
Huh?
Well,
who's my mother?
Oh.
I have one.
Oh.
Oh, did I tell you I bought a truck?
Yeah, you told me that.
Oh, yeah.
You were there. I was there.
You know, I bought a truck for $5,300, and its book value is $84.
You lucky, Jake. Well, because I was freaked up.
It has... The only major problem with it...
Windshield.
It needs a new windshield.
Yes.
And it was filthy as crazy. I mean, there was a mound of dirt in the front seat.
It's called they need to take it to detail.
Yeah, so we basically bought it at wholesale.
Yeah.
And now it's weird how, like, when I got home, I didn't realize what I had. And then when I got online to NADA.com, I punched it up and I was like, I could fix this truck up and make a couple thousand off of it.
Yeah.
Low payments, too. Yeah. Basically, my dad paid for it all, but he set up a loan program through the credit union so I can build credit.
Yeah.
So I have to pay my dad payments every month, $150 a month.
That ain't much of nothing.
And I'm selling my car, too, for about $3, so if anyone's interested, you know where to reach me.
Three?
It's worth $3. NADA.com. Look at it.
I need to look at my truck.
94 Nissan Altima. It's in good shape, despite the miles.
And the green spots on the...
What green spots?
It's got spots on it, dude. From where people sat their crap. Remember on the...
No, we got rid of those, remember?
Mayhem.
I was able to get rid of them. So.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, a girl had an obsession with drawing on her notebook and then laying it on my car in the morning.
When the dew's wet.
When the car is still wet from the dew, and all of a sudden I look back there and there's like...
A smiley face on your car.
It's like a rainbow, you know?
You're sitting there, I'm not leprechaun.
I took it through the Neverland car wash.
Yeah. I'm not Lucky the Leprechaun.
They always trying to steal me Lucky Charms.
They're always after me Lucky Charms.
They're always after me Lucky Charms. Always after me Lucky Charms. Always after me Lucky Charms. Anyway. MySpace.com/theentitledshow. And speaking of MySpace.
We got another story.
It's not a story. It's a bulletin.
Thank goodness.
With MySpace, there's an obsession with these chain bulletins where it says, if you don't repost this, something bad will happen to you. You'll have bad luck forever. We have a bulletin here called Sorry Tom, and it says, all MySpace accounts have been canceled. To find out who still uses their MySpace, repost this bulletin. As of midnight, final count will be taken. Repost this bulletin saying, Sorry Tom or Sorry MySpace, to keep your MySpace account open. Thank you. P.S. This is not a joke. If you have any questions, please call blah, 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 blah. So right now, I have a few questions.
Let's call. Okay, let me do the number.
No, we're not going to say the number.
Let me dial it. I want to dial it.
You want to talk to him? Okay.
No, I ain't talking to him. I'm dialing it.
You want
to
dial it? Dial it.
Nine.
I got to turn your mic on while you dial. I had to turn down his mic off while he dials it so that... It won't pick up the beeps. Okay, Donnie's calling. Is it right? Send it.
Let's kill this.
Let's see if... Is this number even real?
We're sorry.
I'm gonna retry it. Let's retry it. Hit redial.
I'm gonna die this time. Hold on. Here, hold on. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Anyone home? Hello?
Sorry, Tom. Can't get a hold of you.
Sorry, Tom, to disappoint you, but... whoever posted this, I hope they listened to this. If you're going to put a number, at least have the guts to post a number that's real.
Hey, man.
Can you imagine the news story is like...
False number.
A prank. A prank has turned horribly wrong. A child has posted someone else's phone number on a MySpace bulletin, and it was called 3 million times. I bet there's some phone company somewhere wondering, why is this phone number getting so many calls? There's no one with it.
Nobody owns this number.
A lot of people must have a lot of questions. Wow. Okay. Anyway. We've wasted 20 minutes doing nothing. This is why we are the kings. Like our promo says, we're number one because we're the only one. Hey!
Yay.
We have no competition. We're number one.
Thank goodness.
Everyone loves what we're doing this because it's something new. I mean,
something stupid.
Something stupid. And everyone loves stupid, don't they?
Stupid.
Phenomena.
He's stupid.
I see Michael like every day now. We need to get him back.
I saw him driving the other day.
I saw him drive today. Hearse driver fined for speeding.
That's pretty good.
An Irish hearse driver has been fined for speeding while leading a funeral.
That beats all. Like, let's get this junk over with.
Police ordered Undertaker John Carr to pay an €80 fine and gave him 2 penalty points for driving at 69 kilometers per hour in a 50 kilometers per hour zone. Several other vehicles in the funeral on its way to a funeral in County Donegal, Northwest Ireland, were also fined and their drivers threatened with prosecution if they did not pay.
That's not fair. They're just following the
lead.
You got to keep up.
I've never heard of a hearse being done for speeding before. I suppose I'll probably have to pay the fine, the Irish Times newspaper quoted Carr as saying. I'm not too worried about the points because I intend not to incur any more.
Okay.
Right.
Europeans.
Wasted 2 minutes on that one doing nothing as usual. Way to go, us. We roll. I'm on a boat. You'll worry. That's probably going to get... Okay, here. Let's see. What are we going to do this time? School website sends readers to adult website.
All right.
Stone Mountain, Georgia.
God bless you.
School administrators were shocked to discover that a DeKalb County Middle School's website included a link to an adult-oriented website.
Thank you.
Readers using the Stone Mountain Middle School website at www.dekalb.k12.ga.us/StoneMountainMS/ could find the link on the site's student resources section. The page included links to educational websites such as DeKalb Public Library and Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and NASA among the 36 links was a link to a black girl. It's a website about some black girl website. Readers who clicked on that link since July 2nd have been sent to a adult-oriented site. The magazine website was a legitimate magazine aimed at middle and high school girls. Founder and publisher Kina Jordan Dana James. Will you stop playing with your mics making noise?
Sorry.
Oh, devil. Says it never contained any pornography. James is a senior at a local high school who has won numerous awards for a magazine, but she allowed the rights to the domain name blah, 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 to lapse. Earlier this month, someone on the Caribbean island of picked up the rights. Don't you love how I read? Picked up the rights to the name and converted blah, 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 to a porn site. Oh, adult-oriented site, sorry. For some reason, I can't say porn site. Whoops, said it again. When Channel 2 Action News alerted school officials to the situation, they removed the link. In the future, we will monitor it, the website, of course, a lot closer. Can you just imagine that? Go to the Barry's High School website, and all of a sudden, it's like, boom, chicka, wow, wow. Boom, chicka, wow, wow.
You're like, what?
Well, English is going to be interesting today. No, wait, here you go. I learned this at a college. Pool man, but I don't have a pool. Bone chicka wow wow.
Okay.
We even had some of the professors at the college saying that. I had one professor, he would leave the room and close the door, and he would come knocking on the door, and I'd be like, hello, pool man. And I was like, oh no, but I don't have a pool. And the whole class would just bust out.
Okay.
It's an inside joke among the college. It's crazy.
It's pretty funny.
And once again, we've wasted 25 minutes doing nothing. We've wasted 25 minutes. He gave himself an elbow to the gut. You are retarded. Get off the keyboard. You might stop the recording. And he's down for the count.
Let me get my toes for you.
Are you okay, man? He took the corner of his elbow right to his appendix.
Ow. Can't get my breath back.
Oh, good lord.
He was like,
stop it.
Phenomenal.
Phenomena. Are you okay?
Yeah,
for
dude.
Real?
Come on.
Are you sure? Do you need CPR? You ain't getting it from me. He's putting the microphone koozie.
Just in case I decide to do it again.
Like, that's going to stop it. Ugh. Let's see what else we got here. Teen injured by lit firecracker in pocket.
Like, this hasn't happened before.
I wonder if this one will have a happy ending. Oh, look at the pretty colors. What did Ron White say? No, Timmy, no. Well, would you look at that?
Ooh.
You're on the headphone cable, jerk. You could have said something else, but I didn't.
Ooh.
We are so going to get canceled. We're just wasting people's time. Hey, how you doing? 30 minutes, you know. It's no big deal, you know. 30 minutes that you'll never get back, you know.
Hey, guys, you know, if you ain't got nothing else to do, apparently if you haven't left by now.
I mean, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. There's nothing else on TV. Especially
you're tired.
Especially in Bainbridge.
Yeah.
You're like, but there are modes all the way over there. All you have to do is move an inch and you'll have it. I know, it's still too far.
It's 1 o'clock. I want something to make me go to sleep.
Okay, just think about Grandma naked. Ah! unless you're like Donnie here and stay awake for another week after that.
Yeah, I'm like
Candace. He's serious. I'm serious.
Appreciate
that. A 16-year-old for Tampa is recovering from burns. He Oh, really? Happy crack. Burns he received when someone put a lit firecracker in his pocket. Like, you're not going to hear the... Oh, good Lord.
Who threw that?
I smell smoke.
If it was dark and he didn't see it, he's dumb.
Why are there sparks coming out of my pocket?
Warm on my leg.
Wait, could you imagine talking to a girl you like and sparks start coming out of your pants pocket? She's like, ooh.
Me likes.
Shoots off a Roman candle.
I swear that never happens.
Stop it!
You right, man? Need some fresh air? A little air there.
Stop waving like that. You are with yourself again.
Ooh.
Hey. Wow.
Phenomenal.
Fire rescue officials said Derek Underwood was...
Fire rescue. Call the fire department! He's waiting. Never mind, I can't say that. Don't.
Go whisper it in my ear.
His wood's on fire.
Dump. You can't.
Y'all smell burning wood? Quote unquote.
I smell hair.
Hang on. Who's grilling sausage?
Hey, who killed the deer?
Y'all need to turn that over. It's burning, man.
We can't use any of this.
It's going on the internet, man. This part's going on the internet. Internet listeners only.
Oh, God. Who brought the deer sausage?
Somebody get some barbecue sauce, man.
Shish kebab.
Yeah. Need some hot dog buns and some mayonnaise. We got the mayonnaise already, man.
No, this built is going to be on TV.
Built in. Built in mayonnaise.
It's going to be. This is going to be.
Just play with your sausage a little bit. You'll have some.
Oh, my God. This is just going to be 10 minutes of us laughing hysterically. Oh, my God. Okay, everyone just take a deep breath. Is it 4th of July all over again?
Yep.
Anyway. Fire rescue officials said Derek Underwood.
Underwood. Is his name Underwood for real?
Yes.
Underwood.
Dump. We can't use any of this. Fire rescue official said Derek Underwood was with. I'm crying. Oh. Holy crap. Vince, I need air. Look at the guys in the booth. They're dying too. Oh, my chest hurts. Calm down, man. Calm down. Oh, my God. Oh. 35 minutes of wasting your time with nothing. Let's try that one more time. I'm scared to say it. Fire rescue officials said Derek Underwood. See, I'm fine, but Donnie just loses it. Donnie just loses it out of nowhere. Breathe, Donnie. Breathe. Lay off the happy crack.
I feel a lot.
Should we go through the field?
I'm gonna pass out.
Should we crank it up?
I'm gonna pass out, man. My cheeks are all tingly.
Oh, please pass out. That would be so awesome. Fire Rescue's officials said Derek Underwood was with the group. What is your problem? It's his name. What is your problem?
I know, but still. Underwood, Underwood. Never mind.
Underwood. Underwood.
Mr. Underwood, please. Please, Mr. Underwood.
Can I have your autograph?
Rib for her pleasure.
That's not making the show anyway. I'm not even gonna car crash myself on that one because no one will know where it came from. Fire rescue official said Derek Underwood. You know, there's always that one story with us that brings us back for another week.
I know.
I think this one's it. No one will know what's going on. It's still just going to be 20 minutes of us laughing. Are you okay? I take the pause at the end for a reason now. You okay?
Yeah.
You calm down now? Fire rescue official said Derek Underwood. Just hold it back. Just watching him trying to hold it back is funnier than actually saying it now. Just watching it. I just pulled my headset out. Whoops.
Pull out, Mr. Wood.
Pull it out the fire.
I think Donnie's calmed down now.
I feel like I'm going to pass out for... I'm not even playing, man.
Let's try that one more time. Fire rescue official. No, I'm going to read it like a news story. Fire rescue officials today said Derek Underwood. What is your problem? It's his name.
Just thinking about it, though, man. His wood's on fire.
Oh, dude.
The woods are on fire.
Okay, the woods are on fire.
The woods are on fire. In his underwear.
You are horrible at references.
No, but still. Underwood.
Mr. Underwood.
It's just funny, man.
Fire rescue official said Derek Underwood. Hold it back. Hold it back. Hold it back. Don't. No. Say no. Say no. Hold it back. Is it passed? No. He's a good faker. Wow. The expression on his face is priceless. Fire rescue officials said Derek Underwood. Hold it. Hold it. Don't let go. Don't. Donnie, do not let go. We're going to do this until you stop laughing at it. Okay, calm down.
Come on, hit me.
Calm down. Calm down. He's grabbing a hold of the table like, that's going to help. Fire rescue officials said Derek Underwood. Hold it. Get rid of that smile. No, let go. Don't let go. Oh my god. Okay, you still let out a little. So we're gonna try to fire rescue officials. I'm gonna get really close. I'm gonna make this sound as unsexy as possible. So just imagine me as Roseanne saying it.
Dan.
Fire rescue officials said Derek. I didn't even say it. Forty minutes of wasting your time. I don't even have to look at the paper anymore. Fire rescue officials said that Derek Underwood plug that lip back in. Okay, it's passed. Derek Underwood was with a group Sunday throwing fireworks at each other. Who doesn't do that? Donnie is so relieved right now. The teen was seriously injured and taken to the hospital with second and third degree burns on his backside and thigh. Reports say that Derek Underwood ran for a nearby block. No, wait, he ran for nearly a block with his pants on fire before removing them.
Oh man, we need help.
Call Derek Underwood.
We are so horrible.
God hates us. Oh, let's see.
Have you ever got a speeding fine there, Donnie?
Nope.
You never been pulled over by Officer Underwood? Or how about Officer Delicious?
Deliciously Underwood.
Oh, they're a crew now. Oh, God. No, I don't want to. No, no, bye. No,
no. No one gets added to my personal account. You know what I mean?
Anyway, here we go. British motorist John Hopewood concocted. Let me do that again. British motorist John Hopwood concocted a novel
Hopwood.
Scheme.
Hopwood. Let's deal with woods today. Hopwood.
British motorist John Hopwood concocted a novel scheme to avoid payment when he was given a speeding fine. Simply switch the road signs. Hopwood, 44, had been snapped by a speed camera breaking the 30 miles per hour limit. So he went to a 40 mile per hour area, removed a red 40 warning sign, drove back to the 30 mile per hour area, attached it to a lamppost, and took a photo as proof that his offense of driving at 48 miles per hour had not been so bad. However, suspicion soon rose when other motorists started querying the sign. This was a stupid act, bound to fail, the judge said. He was ordered Tuesday to serve an intermediate custodial sentence of 28 weeks, which requires him to spend his weekends behind bars to pay the £2,763 in legal costs. That's gotta suck.
Yeah, for real. How long? How many months?
28
weeks.
28 weeks, that's
4 months. That's for more than that.
Four and six.
That's like 6-7 months.
Six. Yeah.
It's gonna suck.
45 minutes of wasting your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you,
excuse me.
Honk a bird. Police say that it said a St. Pete Beach woman who was trying to retrieve her pet bird to its cage wound her up behind bars herself. While Sherry Meyer was calling out her bird Blackjack Sunday night and only her pajamas, someone called the police. Blackjack had flown to the roof of a restaurant building next door. When police could not see the bird at large, Meyer was charged with trespassing after a warning and taken to jail. Meyer had been arrested before in a trespass warning at the restaurant, but she said that stemmed from a dispute she and her husband had over the parking lot there. Meyer posted bail and returned home in time to rescue Blackjack, who was still on the roof. Meyer and her husband said the arrest was not necessary. I believe it wasn't.
Me neither.
It wasn't necessary. No, it wasn't. Stop it.
Let's
put that over there. Anyway. City stops for steak and onion special.
Who?
City stops for the steak and onion special.
Okay.
State Highway 3 traffic was blocked up in both directions at a crossing on Victoria Avenue and London Street when the driver stopped the single engine in the middle of town to get his daily fix. The driver had a habit of stopping at the Big Bite Takeaway shop in London Street while taking the engine across town. Train. When he had to wait, so did Wanganawi. After picking up 6 pies Monday, the driver told staff he would be back for more the next day. However, when he arrived, there was not enough of his favorites. Steak and onion ready to go. What? The train had activated the barrier arms on the crossing, and traffic was left waiting for about 20 minutes. Only one woman had to pay twice the normal taxi fare due to the traffic jam. This is stupid. Forget you, New Zealand. 46 minutes of doing nothing.
Yeah.
Derek Underwood prefers jail to be... No, I'm joking. Man prefers jail to being at home with grandpa. An Italian man escaped from house arrest after and begged police to put him in jail because he could not bear living with his grandfather, his lawyer said Monday. The 30-year-old, who only could be identified by his initials AM, had been placed under house arrest for 6 months in the Sardari town of after a scuffle with a policeman. Yeah. But he escaped and Sunday showed up at the police station in the northern city of Gigar, asking them to arrest him and put him in a cell. He said he could not face staying with his grandpa anymore. The lawyer said he did not know what the problem between the two was. It probably irreconcilable differences. A court, however, ruled Monday that AM should return to his grandfather's house and spend an additional 2 months and 20 days there because of his escape.
But so, wipes.
So to punish him for leaving, they gave him more time with his grandfather. Why don't he just go on himself?
And nobody would know.
That probably wouldn't make it into the show. I'm done. Are you done? My head hurts after laughing so hard.
You're not lying.
I think we should get to leave after doing that. We gave you 48 minutes of useless radio. Why should we have to give you heathens anymore?
You blood-sucking Underwoods.
Remember, go to the entitledshow.net for the uncensored show, because I know that none of this made it to TV.
Sorry.
We're sorry.
I'm sorry.
It won't do it again, sir.
Arr.
Me matey. Are you done? I'm done.
Yeah, might as well be. Might as well.
We had a good show. For the lack of material we had, we had a very good show.
I'm back.
Let's go play with some firecracker. You want to?
As long as you get to throw in my Underwood.
That will definitely not make it.
In my underwear.
That won't make it.
In my britches.
That won't make it either.
In my pants.
That won't make it either.
In my pocket.
That won't make it either.
You can't throw firecrackers at my pants.
I can throw them at your forehead. Unlit, of course.
Maybe.
But anyway, this is the entire show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for caring. And if you're still listening, thank you.
Can you really throw a firecracker at me?
No. MySpace.com/TheEntitledShow or TheEntitledShow.net. Thank you for listening. I'm Bob.
And I'm Donnie.
And thank you for wasting your time with us.
And you want to know why we're number one?
Because we're the only one.